My sobriety date is November 14th, 2020. I have a sponsor. She's well aware that she's my sponsor. I've called her up with some insane shit. Pardon my French. And I have two sponsees who said that they will be here tonight. Haven't seen them, so maybe they're in the back. I'm available to sponsor others and take them through the book. I'm more than qualified. Speaking of sponsorship, it's my experience with getting a sponsor. So my current sponsor is my core sponsor in recovery. It's okay to switch sponsors. That's not, you know, it's it's all right. But my first sponsor, I didn't really choose. The guy running the halfway house that I was at walked me up to my first sponsor and goes, "This person's gonna sponsor you." I said, "Okay." I didn't know what was going on. I still wasn't, at that time, speaking in coherent, actual sentences. Because I was so shot out. So it's going through the steps. The first time, I couldn't read. I'm such a buffoon. I couldn't read at all. I really gave my first sponsor one for their money. So I learned how to read in recovery, which really, and I did the steps. I did the steps. 20 years old, got sober, worked with a sponsor, learned how to read. I say this because there's zero excuses not to do this, okay? If you think you have a great excuse not to work the steps, it better be that you're dead. Because that's it. If you're still sucking air, there's no excuses to be doing this, all right? A good friend of mine says, if you're still sucking air, you still got a chance at recovery, all right? It was made very clear to me. I'm not special. I can, you know, we're all garden variety drunks. We all walk hand in hand with the disease of alcoholism. So there's zero excuse not to get a sponsor and do the steps. And I needed a sponsor, I still need a sponsor, to show me how to go through the steps. You know, I came in knowing nothing. I mean, I knew nothing about recovery. And I didn't know that I wanted to be sober, but I knew I wanted something different with my life. And I've gone through the steps multiple times. It's not a one and done situation. It's not high school where you get a diploma saying I've done the steps. Bought myself a lifetime of sobriety. It's daily. I do it all the time because if not, I'm just resting on my laurels. I still get in touch with my sponsor regularly. Because at this point, you know, I'll 5 years in a couple months, but still, to this day, like, I get something in my head, and I'll pray about it, I'll talk to some network people about it, and then I'll go to my sponsor just to bounce things off my sponsor, just to make sure it's, you know, the right thing to do. We'll know something is insane, but I'll still need, to hear it. There's been many times when I've freaked out and threatened to move to Philadelphia and to sell fake Gucci outside of some church. That's just, you know, I know it's insane. Logistically, I know it's insane, but I need someone to tell me. To get sponsorship advice about how to deal with certain sponsees at certain points in time. I know my sponsor, how to go to her sponsor on how to sponsor me, especially with some of my steps. There's some crazy, stuff on there that I don't think she's ever heard before. I really, God bless her heart. She is, it's sponsorship is important. You know, you need a sponsor, you need to go through the steps, you need to work with thoroughly and honestly. I do, I don't know if all you guys do, but I'm assuming. I do, and I needed it. I need it every day of my life. You know, I need to work with sponsees because that's what keeps me sober. My sponsees do for me more than I'm doing for them. I'm just a glorified mouthpiece for AA and for the steps. That's it. That's really my position at best. So it's working with others that helps me, that keeps me sober. And, you know, a big part of that, again, sponsorship, sponsorship, sponsorship. If you don't have a sponsor, get one. Okay, great. I'm about done. I think that's polite. You know, if I'm out of movies, you know, and it's taking too long, I would like for someone to pop up on the screen, but we're about to wrap. That's how my brain works. Anyways, so if you don't have a sponsor, get one immediately. That's not, you know, you're not reading about, it's not someone that you're dedicated to for the rest of your life, all right? That's just, if for some reason it's not working out with that sponsor, go get another sponsor and let that previous sponsor know, hey, I'm working with this person over here now. And if you went through the first 11 steps, get sponsees. Talk to newcomers, talk to people you don't know and get their numbers. So that's what my sponsor says, and it works. I know it works, but I still need to hear it sometimes because I'm still an alcoholic. I'm still an insane person. I'm sure y'all figured that out by now. Sponsorship, get a sponsor. At some point, get sponsees. It works. This whole thing works. It's great. I love it. All right.